I suspect he's in good form because Rovers went to Dublin today and beat Cherry Orchard by 3-0. Eamon, I would suggest prior to the game, you would scarcely have hoped for such a scoreline.
Yeah, that's right. Chris, we went to Dublin, you know, hoping that we would get a draw. And, you know, it's those type of games there are 180 minutes as far as I'm concerned. And if you can get that into your head and try and play with that intention, you'll never be too far away. So, thankfully, we got the result over the 90 minutes.
And what way did the scoring go?
Well, we scored early. We were very, very good in the first half, and their keeper took off two magnificent saves. And then the beginning of the second half, they were through and no one to beat but Rory, and they didn't throw it away. So that was the only let-off we had in the whole game. I think we were excellent for the rest of the match, and we got a free kick. They were quite a physical side, so we got a free kick about 10, 15 minutes into the second half, and Badger Rafferty floated it in, and Conor Tourish stuck it in the back of the net with his head, which he scored two last week. So, you know, it was kind of a carbon copy of what we'd been working on. So it was brilliant that came for us. And then Ryan Lonigan scored a fantastic goal and an individual effort 10 minutes later. And then Badger Rafferty finished it off towards the end, so be comfortable in the end.
Cherry Orchard, always a dogged old Dublin side, and I'm sure they're disappointed. They would have probably fancied themselves at home.
Yeah, they were really upbeat about the match, and I don't know if you know they rated us at all, but you know they came out, they were sluggish, and we managed to get a grip of the game early on. The only downside is that you know we got a fairly bad injury we feel to Ryan McConnell, but we're hoping that you know things mightn't be too bad. The player that went into him, he was taken away to hospital, but you know we lost him at half time, so that was a really, really big loss. But thankfully we regrouped and the second half and got our act together again, and we went on then to one comfortably.
Yeah, well, a couple of players in the Rovers panel have sampled the delights of playing on the Aviva surface. You're still some way off it yet to get back to there for a final, but you're on the road to maybe success in the Intermediate Cup again. I mean, great to be involved in, as you know, down through the years, it is such a hard competition to win.
Yeah, well, I suppose you know. I think it's the you're right, Chris. The experience we had going to the Aviva 2 years ago is really standing to us now, and the majority of the players that I have would have been involved in that, and it really, really stood to us today. It's still a long way. We're not, you know, we're not really over celebrating as such. It's nice to get the result. We're in the next round. You know, we have another game maybe against Swilly next Sunday, and that's as far as we're looking. So. You know, as you said, the intermediate competition is completely different than any other competition, and you know you need that little bit of experience and you need a little bit of luck, and you know, to go on to reach the final. So hopefully we will get that.
Yeah, and you're flying the Donegal flag now with Coghill Celtic out, and no doubt that'll intensify their resolve to ensure that they retain the Ulster Senior League title.
Yeah, well, you know, to be honest with you, being a Donegal man and also a senior league person, and I'm really disappointed for Coghill, you know, to go out of the intermediate, because, you know, the more teams we have left from Donegal, the more exposure our league gets. But we're still there. Coghill will be concentrating totally now on the Ulster Senior League, as I'm sure. But, you know, we're going to still have a say in that. We're in a good position with two matches in hand. And if we won those two matches, well, then we can go 2 points clear at the top. So looking at the lads today and looking at the way they've played and their attitude and, you know, everything like that there, I have no fears that we won't be thrown in that towel either.
And finally, Eamon, just in terms of the Intermediate Cup, the draw for the next round, other teams still in the hat, what can you tell us there?
Well, there's, I think it's mostly Dublin teams, and I think there's one or two Cork teams in it as well. Didn't get a time to study it yet, but as far as I know now, the next round is on the 25th of February. It gives us a fortnight or more to prepare, so that's what we'll be doing. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter who's left at this stage. It's 50-50. The only advantage you may have if you've got a home draw. And it's such a hard competition to win. It's so unpredictable, you know. But all you can do is, you know, prepare your team, prepare it properly, and make sure, you know, that we have everything covered. And after that, you know, it's on the day.